You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello and welcome, friends, to Exploding Dice. I almost did it, but I didn't. Your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I am going to be looking fabulous, CJ. Joining, as always, is Microwaved Felix.
Microwaved.
Yeah, because getting hit, beating on all the sides of the armor, eventually he's just going to start popping like kernels.
Ugh.
200-year-old popcorn kernels.
Ugh.
That, of course, is questioning my references, Gary.
Hello.
The most adorable hello and welcome ever, Raul.
Hi.
I really want to yell, but I'm not going to, Monica.
Hello.
Rachel be getting onto her computer soon.
You're a liar. I've been sitting here waiting for your ass to start.
There we go. And of course,
I like it.
So soon, she was already on it.
Yeah, exactly. I was not wrong.
But were you right?
Yes. Yes, I was. That's Josh.
I'm always right because I'm the GDGM.
Yeah.
72-hour boss fight. Go!
Yeah, yes. Always right. No. No. Coming from another GDGM, no.
No, it's okay. That was...
not how that works.
I know.
It's mostly me just picking on Josh. All right. Last time we went shopping, we got all situated. We got not threatened, but certainly got their eye on you, Wazowski, from the guards.
I've got my eye on you, Wazowski. Always watching.
So, yeah, not outwardly threatened because they're not stupid. They're not going to outwardly threaten us. But certainly don't trust your asses.
Right.
And then we went shopping. We kind of got accommodations at a nice place. Not the best place, but a nice place. An uptown place for Remy where he can be comfy. And, well, as comfy as Remy can be.
Well, he's not powering a ship anymore, so there's that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And Akita found a tailor after him and Sylvia swooned over boys. And
there's something spoopy on the air.
Yeah, got mists of spoop. Fragu got food.
Spooping in the air tonight.
I got spinning meat.
I also got told not to blow stuff up.
Yes.
Without supervision.
Yeah, not yet.
And I think that's where I will let Josh take it away.
So yeah. Last time we did all the things that CJ just talked about. So there's no real need for me to talk about what you guys did that last time. So let's talk about what you guys are going to do this time.
Yeah.
You had been exploring the city a little bit, getting a taste of the local fashion, the local cuisine, the local hospitality.
Indeed.
So nice.
Very hospitable. Very nice. How much?
There are a few things that, like, shopping-wise, that Vel's going to keep her eye out for. Books. fabric, and if she sees any rugs on display, she's going to go for those.
Books, not so much. If you want anything related to books, you're going to need to go to the library. And when you try to go to the library, turns out you need the Malik's position to go into the library. Permission, not position. That's, yes, you need to be the Malik in order to get into the library. Sorry.
Huh.
So
it's just for him.
There's no, like, bookstores around?
Yeah, but it's not much.
Well, I'm not looking for, like, obscure stuff here. Just, like, books on Mazarin history and, like...
1001 Mazarabian Nights?
Yes. Folklore, some stuff on the language, maybe.
Language, definitely. You'll be able to find, you know, your basic sort of... your little flip book of, you know, 1001 Mesrabian phrases.
Yeah. I'm right now I'm looking for, like, I mean, obviously rare stuff would be cool, but I'm also looking for the accessible stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you'll find a couple of, you know, tourist literature pieces, basically. Local language, local customs, a little bit of local history. A lot of colorful literature.
Don't need that.
If you're, you know, of a mind for a book with a strapping young man with bare chest, flowing hair in the night breeze.
Why do you need that in a book when you can just look around the streets?
Yeah.
Because you can't take those with you when you leave.
Akira, Sylvia.
Yes, please.
I'll hand it to her.
But yeah.
What? Pay for it first. Jeez.
I'm not buying it for you.
Now you have hot pocket.
Okay, fine. I will buy it and then I will stick it in my pocket.
There you go.
Now you have.
But yes, as far as like fabric and rugs go, absolutely. Jokiro will pretty easily be able to find jars of spices and things like that.
Yay.
Interested in procuring those for the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Can Franco take his meat to go, like, on a...
on a stick? Absolutely.
And just be, like, munch on it and just be walking down the streets. Hey, Calabres, you want to come with me? I'm just going to be walking around and see what I can find.
No.
There's a couple ways to do it, actually. You can either get it on a stick, or you can get it on a piece of, like... very long flat bread.
Flat bread.
Kind of just wrap it up to go.
Yeah, let me get it to go. Flat bread.
You can't eat the stick.
True.
Exactly. This way you're not wasting anything.
I'll ask my bestest buddy, Calabres, do you want a bite?
No.
Oh, come on. It'll be good for you.
I am already on fire. I don't need spice.
Are you feeling okay in there? Do you need some water?
It just gives you like the dirtiest look of all time.
And she can't see because he's behind the mask.
Oh, water.
I mean, she might be able to see his eyes if she's close enough.
If you look at him too close, you can actually see like the smoke slightly rising out from under the armor.
Fragul grabs what are they called? A stein from the table. Here, Calabres, drink this. And just starts pouring it into his mouth.
Yeah, as he does that, like, Akira kind of comes up, Fragul, don't do that. And he taps Calabres on the chest and walks away.
Ha! Booned you!
He just stands there, like, shocked at that. That Fregul did such a thing.
And Akira stood up for me. What is this? Wait, why am I not hot anymore?
Yeah, you feel totally fine now, Calabres.
Is he crediting this to Fregul?
Don't do that again.
Ever. I'm not sure how to feel about this.
And then just walks off.
Cool as a cucumber.
Extremely.
You're Calabres welcome. Is just being in a mood. I'll let him calm down, but he's actually my best buddy as he talks to a stranger there at the at the restaurant. At the restaurant. At the restaurant.
Restaurant.
At the restaurant.
I love that restaurant chicken.
Yes, restaurant. I was actually like, that was on my mind at the same time. I started saying restaurant.
Restaurant? Why are we talking about restaurants now?
Okay. All right, so I've got my my meat and flatbread, and I'm just walking down the streets, and I'm kind of am looking for something. The clatter of swords or battle. I am looking for an arena. Because of course I am.
Oh, of course you are, but you're gonna wind up being just a little disappointed in those regards. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of that going on. The closest thing you will probably see to clashing of swords is actual like sword juggling, dancing, balancing, things of that nature. Not actually, you know, people trying to kill each other, as is proper.
Well, that just sounds like a waste of time.
Why even have those swords if you're not going to use them to draw blood?
I guess Fraggle would be mesmerized for a bit. Like them, like it's pretty much going to be like they're juggling knives and swords and all that, right?
Cramming them down their throats, yeah, you know, things like that.
Street performers.
Cussing did that when I was 13.
Amateurs.
Pathetic. Come back to me when you
slap them on the back.
Come back to me when you've learned the 13th Katra.
But yeah, overall, it's a relatively pleasant scorching afternoon.
Those two words do not go together. I would know from Texas.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, three of the people in here lived in Texas at least, so we know.
I mean, I warned everyone before we left Tolbera that this was going to be the case.
Yeah, but you can warn people all you want. It doesn't make it any different when they actually get there.
This is true.
It's a dry heat. Why is it 130 degrees?
I don't care that it's dry. It's fucking hot.
So's a bonfire, but you don't see me sticking my ass in it. But yeah, eventually, after a bit of milling around town and just eventually needing a break from the heat, because holy crap, it takes a lot out of you to just walk around in it, even in the shade.
Hey,
you guys do manage to reconvene back at the inn you're staying at, and a representative for the guards will eventually come for you.
God, please take us out of the heat.
Well, we're inside, so that's nice. Yes, I'll
Akira mumbles under breath. Not actually going to bother you, but I'm never going to get thanked for that. Thank you, Akira.
Yeah.
I'll go out and meet him. Can I help you?
I have instructions to bring your party to the palace.
Right away. I'll go and knock on everyone's doors and gather up the crew. Put on my captain coat.
Valfreya,
you were going to say hat, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Do you want the hat, Valfreya?
No, okay. You can keep it.
All right. Fraggle puts the hat back on.
Fraggle, dear, it looks much better on you than it ever did on me.
I don't know, but I saw a painting once where a...
Don't lie to him like that.
I mean, it does.
Are you saying this out loud, or like just where you and Valfreya can hear?
No, 100% I'm saying this out loud.
I 100% believe what I just told him. Thank you very much. That thing looked ridiculous on me. Be glad you missed it.
Thank you, Valfreya.
I
know you don't mean it, Calabras, bestest buddy.
In the whole wide world.
Yeah, I never, comes out
I've
and
never
actually
been I've never been so serious about anything in my entire life.
Akira comes out and he's like, all right, cool, we're ready to go. He's in his Mazrin outfit.
You've been busy.
His little curly slippers and...
Well, wanted to, you know, fit in. Win local, do as locals do. Also, it looks and feels great.
It's so breathable. Feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
Hey, Sadie, what do you think?
Nothing at all.
So, around the time that the guard come, is it starting to cool off?
Eventually. Because, I mean, it's still mid-afternoon when the guard comes for you. Okay. So, there's still some daylight hours left, but it's not directly overhead sun beating down on you anymore, so maybe by a couple of degrees, but not much.
Okay. Raul, if you're saying something, we cannot hear it.
Sorry. Quick thing. Rachel, can we hear you?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Okay. There we go.
I just didn't know if you responded to what CJ said.
I did not.
Okay. All right.
Which is the exact response he gets out of Sadie. Nothing.
He basically gives an eye roll because it's Aki.
Okay. All right.
Aki being Aki. Aki is as Aki does.
Sure, wanted to make sure your mic wasn't doing the thing again.
No, it's safe.
Alrighty. So you guys are dragged back to the palace again for the second time today. Probably a little more thankful at this point for the slightly cooler air on the palace grounds. Those of you who are currently afflicted by such things as temperature differences and hunger.
And space.
He's not quite space-proof yet.
He would be if I could cast it.
Yeah, he would be if you could cast it, but you can't launch him into orbit just yet.
Wait a minute. Robbie! Load the Calicannon!
The Calibuster. Oh, man. But yeah, you're not led into the same little quote-unquote study area that you were the first time around. This is definitely heading into the main chamber proper. There's a lot more guards in the area posted at the doors and whatnot. And you will be led into the presence of Zamalek himself.
Oh, wow.
And this is the room you are walking into, for those of you who actually have the capacity to see what I'm talking about. But needless to say, it is something else entirely.
God damn.
It's pretty much just stained glass with supports.
Stained glass.
No, Josh, every time I say extra, you're not supposed to like
put take it as a challenge
on top of it. Yeah, exactly.
Stained glass, colon the room, colon the movie.
The experience.
The room?
Colon the experience.
Stained glass, the flamethrower.
Kids love it.
This time in Technicolor.
But yeah, it is a lot of opulence. It is a lot of that colored glass just raining illumination down upon who you assume to be a figure of importance. The man sitting on the plushest pile of cushions you have ever seen in the center of the room, right in front of a massive window looking out over the mountain range that eventually leads into desert. Behind you is His Royal Highness Zamalek, who kind of feels like you're in the presence of somebody you've dealt with before, just because, holy crap, this man is fabulous.
God damn.
What's with all these rulers and being super fabulous?
Oh my.
Because why not?
I don't know. Sylvia kind of likes it.
I mean, so do the several women flocked around him. So there is more female body in that pile of cushions than there is Malik. So not all of them pillows are fabric.
Ooh, a pillow. Well,
deep bow.
Yes, definitely. Royalty appropriate bow.
Fretgu is about to step forward onto one of the pillows and he notices
Belfreya's arm just
shoots. No. Before you shoot up your arm, I notice that you bow and I notice Akira start bowing and I'm like, oh. And then he does the bow.
Do you stop or do you keep moving forward?
I stop.
Okay.
He can be trained. And one of the guards will, you know, after they finish bowing as well. Al-Hassan, son of Ramiz, Malik of Mazra. May I present our guests from Tolvera at behest of the Crown Prince.
Dear Lord Josh, could you send me his name, please?
Absolutely. not vamping at all and not totally mistyping things.
So I can misspell it still later, and don't worry, Carrie will correct me because that's what she does.
Yep.
That's not at all.
Oh, just wait until you see some of the names I've come up with for some of my NPCs.
Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome. But yeah, the super attractive gentleman in the center of the pile of super attractive ladies and cushions smiles and sets a goblet down off into one of their hands. Yes, I see. An esteemed pleasure to meet you, I suppose. Very rarely does the Crown Prince himself recommend I meet with a band of travelers. Interesting days indeed. So, as I understand it from my dear friend the Prince, you are on something of a interesting quest.
That we are, Your Majesty.
And how can Mazra be best of assistance to you in this quest? I see you have made use of our port and the amenities of my fine city.
I want to give Velfreya advantage 3 on any presence roll that she makes.
Thank you.
And this is the one you just don't have to roll for, right? You can just boom.
Yep.
I believe in you.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe in you.
But yeah, boon focus. And now that I can functionally cast at level 8, I can do advantage 3.
Nice. That's a lot of advantage.
We need information, Your Majesty. We've heard reports of a phantom ship prowling your waters at night. Where this creature goes, usually odd events precede it that we know of anyway. It's a danger to the world at large, and we all want to stop it. But in order to stop it, we need to find it.
Interesting. A threat to the world at large. That certainly does sound quite grandiose.
I'm sure His Majesty provided you details in the reports he sent.
Yes, quite. It certainly sounded quite incredulous at first. But, well, I have no reason to doubt his word. Charming individual that he is.
Well, we were all in the city that night. My companions, Calabras, Fragul,
Remy and I were right in front of it, and Lady Lysaia as well. I'm like going through my head trying to count the party. Okay, who left? Who joined?
Who is there? Who's in? Making sure you're not Mandela affecting it in your head.
Yes, tired Carrie is tired, but Velfreya gave an accurate account of who in the party.
Who was actually there?
Yes.
It is a monstrosity the likes of which has rarely been seen, I would imagine, Your Grace. Personal vendettas aside. Yes, I see. Well, information, as it were, we certainly do have a fair share of collections of the history of our own lands, though I do not know if it would serve you quite as well, considering the problem originated within your own. I shan't think that we would have records of something of that. But, troubling indeed. Certainly would not want something of that destructive caliber to befall my own city.
Indeed, and I am afraid that I have sensed something odd in the air.
So you fear it may already be here?
Indeed, especially given the reports of the ever-changing black ship in your waters. This creature has the ability to corrupt and morph things.
Ah, yes, those reports. How distasteful. Well, yes, perhaps. And he tilts his head to the side and begins conversing with one of the women surrounding him. Perhaps that would be for the best. Indeed. In dealing with a creature that none can truly describe, of origins unknown and ancient, our library may be perhaps insufficient, but through the grace of beautiful and radiant Shams, Mazra itself is blessed with perhaps the greatest library, if you can find it. It is legend passed down from Malik to Malik that in times of great need, those worthy of its knowledge may in fact find the library itself in the deepest reaches of the desert, one that appears only to those who have the truest of ambitions to find it. In the past, it has been credited with the knowledge of founding Medina itself, of putting ends to great wars between the nomad tribes we once were, in dealing with ancient monstrosities from the sands themselves. So, I would suggest perhaps for dealing with your quarry, you may seek that library yourselves. We can provide you with what supplies you need, with what information you need to attempt to reach it, but I wish I could guarantee your success in finding it. That itself is up to the sands. You may, of course, peruse the library of Medina itself to find what you wish to seek, but again, I fear that our recorded knowledge here may be paltry in comparison to this threat you speak of. If it is of, indeed, world-threatening scale.
So, as he's been saying this, Velfreya has been like lighting up by the second. And you start to see that same gleam in her face that that she got when they first mentioned the boat. And by the time she turns to the rest of the party to get their opinion, she is practically quivering with excitement.
Got that anime eye gleam.
Oh, yeah. Like, she looks like she would be halfway across the desert right now if she could be.
Rocketville.
What do you guys think? I mean,
trip mythical across threat, the desert?
Mythical threat, mythical library.
I already know as of right now that I know you're on board because anything with books or a library, you're like, yeah. Why aren't we already on our way?
You know me so well.
No, no, out of character. CJ's like, yeah, nah, whatever. I don't want to go. Oh, Rocky, I can read a room.
Get on the horse.
CJ's not.
How did that horse get here? Don't ask questions. We got to go.
CJ, Akita is surprisingly not a trolling idiot, contrary to what people believe. Akita kind of shrugs. More knowledge is never a bad thing.
Get in, losers. We're going reading. What does the rest of the group have to say?
As good a place to start as any, I guess.
Is Rachel being silent or is her microphone being silent?
Rachel's being silent.
Okay, just checking.
No, I'm multitasking on top of things. Obviously, being a scholar myself, you're bringing me to a library. Not only that, but it's a library full of books that I most likely have not had my hands on before, so I am completely okay with this.
This is like legendary library level, so like...
This is like, though yes, I'd rather sit here and joygasm over metal and the prospects of things that I can make with metal, I am equally as happy to go find some books about the metal, but I know that I'm just going to have to wait until after we figure out the crap of this crazy thing.
Yeah, dealing with metal kind of needs a world left to deal with metal in.
Exactly.
Kasim, without looking at anybody in particular, goes wherever my captain goes, I will go.
Hello, Russ. I know it's the desert.
He kind of thinks for a minute and then... I feel as though us six are not capable enough on our own to take care of this issue. Even if we do find something in whatever library we're going to.
Well, we may not be able to take on the whole situation, but at least there's the possibility of this providing us some guidance in how to handle the situation itself.
That doesn't mean we should approach it by ourselves.
It's a library. We'll be fine.
That's not what I'm talking about.
What could go wrong in a library?
Do not assume the library is without its defenses.
But there's got to be a librarian, and they're very trustworthy and helpful.
Anyway, I know some people that could help.
Are you talking about... She purposely leaves that part unsaid.
I have some friends. Yes.
Old friends.
Old friends that I may not have parted on the best of terms with, nor have talked to in a very long time.
his friends here? Is it a vampire cult?
Sadie physically elbows Aki in the side.
He's Deku muttering.
Oh, she might be next to him.
Deku mutter.
I know that they're powerful, and more allies helping us solve this problem is less risk to us.
So what you're saying is you're leaving?
For now.
Huh.
Jokiro, you felt that.
Okay.
I think it's all in our best interest if I go and find these people.
Do you have any idea of where they are? Or are you planning on using that?
I can find them.
In Velfreya's head, just simply enough, she kind of gets a little nudge in a voice in there. This is not the place to express that large of an emotion.
I know.
Try to keep it under wraps as best as possible.
I know.
Okay.
She feels very frustrated, but she's trying not to direct that frustration at you.
A mental pat on your shoulder.
Brain pat. Pat, pat, squish, squish.
You were not aware that your brain had a shoulder, but it just got patted.
Oops.
Now I'm just thinking of that one monster from D&D that's like the brain with the arms and legs.
Yes.
Intellect Devourer.
Yeah, Intellect Devourer, that was it.
Those things are close.
And right. Any plans on when you'll be back or how you'll find us?
Out of character, is Jokuro able to set up like a psychic beacon of sorts? Like, I'm sure he is.
He has, I mean, he's boon-focused telepathy. I mean, so,
to the best of my knowledge, there's no max range on telepathy.
There we go.
I will double-check.
Unless it is, like... He could keep a channel open at all times between himself and one other person with no issue because boon focus. Multicasting is where we come into play, and he's famously not great at doing those kind of roles. Jokido kind of goes, perhaps that may be best spoken back at our lodgings. All of this may be handled better when we are not in presence of His Highness.
Fair. Your Majesty, when should we meet to discuss the details? I know you're very busy and it's getting late.
Oh. Sorry. Power level 7, you can communicate telepathy with any number of creatures that you see. All right.
Yeah.
So it yes. Yes, you can.
It seems that most of us, Twitch, will be accepting your offer. And we are very grateful for any assistance you can provide.
Well, as I said, we can certainly see you with supplies to get you across the desert and headed in the right direction. Unfortunately, as one might imagine from a fabled library, there isn't exactly a map.
Well, no, but someone who knows the desert would certainly be helpful. Or at least some kind of map.
Well, we will certainly do what we can for our dear allies. And I certainly do not begrudge the decision for more allies at that. Your armored friend there is quite right. If this entity is as potentially disastrous as the Crown Prince makes it out to be, well, you may very well need an army. But, as you said, the sun is setting. The day grows short. The night will grow cool soon, and perhaps with it so should decisions be allowed to cool as well.
Indeed. Very wisely spoken, Your Majesty.
Yeah, I am. No.
Do you actually say that?
No.
Okay.
he's putting words in the Malik's mouth.
Just making sure.
I shall make it known that we will need to gather the necessary supplies, though I do not believe I can provide steeds for all of your group. He eyes Remy's stature.
Remy is quite capable of transporting himself.
Yeah, he is.
All terrain mode.
Got the sand spray on that. Ugh.
Jeez.
Power wash things with it. So I shall have supplies gathered and send someone for you in the morning, I suppose.
Thank you for your generosity, Your Majesty. I was also wondering if we might be able to look at least partial copies of the reports of the ship that were received.
I can certainly have something transcribed and sent back with you. Shouldn't take too terribly long. It is not as if there was a wealth of reports, after all. Simply that they were too closely related but inconsistent to not be grouped together.
Every little bit helps.
Indeed. Was there anything else?
Out of character, I think I'm good. How about everybody else?
I want to have a little bit of a sit down with Calabras later.
What do you mean you're leaving me, best friend?
Not me who's destroyed.
Last time we're not best friends.
I love your joking around, Calabras.
So good. He just doesn't get it.
Oh, that's a great beat that you've got there, Calabres.
I think all 16 characters that I'm currently playing are good.
I don't think there's anything that Sylvia cares to ask or anything.
She's probably too busy just staring.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's distracted by how pretty he is.
Once we're resolved, then Belfreya will bow. Thank you, Your Majesty.
Fragul will clumsily bow.
Try not to smack himself in the back of the head with the sword as he swings down.
Belfreya gives him an approving smile.
Deep, flowy bow and one last look and a little, hopefully not seen, continued lingering look.
Akilai.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sylvia's just, like, openly staring. That's, you know,
He's probably used to it.
I mean, yeah.
He's the fucking king. Like, people are gonna stare at him even if he was ugly.
Very well then. Until the morning.
Akira and Jokido, Kasim bow deeply and we are ushered out.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much as soon as he says that, he goes, you know, right back to whatever his drink at hand was, and the 20-something ladies surrounding him, I mean, not exact count. But you are escorted out of the palace grounds, and they make note of where you are staying. Just for record-keeping purposes, and yeah, it's heading towards sunset. Still pretty warm, but it's definitely cooling down now. And you guys pretty much have the evening to yourselves, such as it is.
Jokido in Valfreya's head, once again, the very gentle whisper of, I'm getting a migraine from this. I am going to drop the connection. You need to speak your mind to him. Bye.
I cannot take this anymore. Goodbye.
And the familiar dad hug around your brain leaves.
God damn it, Josh. I don't even know why it was so funny. It just was.
It's the illness.
She's walking pretty fast towards the inn. She does not look happy.
Jokido, daughters, Akira, children, let us go enjoy the revelry in the dark.
Revelry in the dark.
Revelry in the dark.
Revelry in the dark.
Those tree, they be needing to speak. We're going to go this way now.
I mean, I was
going to
go out.
We're going to be anywhere that is not here.
Kasim, where is the loudest place that we could possibly be?
It's getting to the point where that would be the night market.
Jokido will tap Valfreya. I'm taking everybody else to the night market.
Have fun. Mm. That does seem genuine, by the way. Like, she's still...
It sounded like you were...
Yeah, you sounded like you were being super snark on that one.
Yeah, well, that's because...
That's the response from Jokido.
That is because... And that is, like, how she sounds in his head. But you can tell that the super snark is directed in other directions. And she does actually hope that they have fun. She's just bad at voicing it at the moment.
Yeah, no, and this was physical him saying that to you, like not in your head, because that's a whole lot of nope.
Yeah.
Not touching that right now.
Yeah.
Have Boone focus, have intelligence not to use it. So
when she hears the, I meant that, this is for other reasons. I'm sorry.
Before we take off, Frago will rummage through his stuff and he pulls out his old sword. Calibras? Hold on to this for me.
Do I have to?
He does that thing where he holds out his hand and when you like drop it, he doesn't even move his hand, it just falls over. No, he'll take the sword.
All fine. Right, to the night market.
All right.
Fragul, I want to have a talk with him. Hold my sword. Okay, bye.
See you later, bitch.
He is a bear of simple words and thick actions.
Extra thick.
He'll give Calibras like a good pat on the back, and then he'll like immediately go from somber to like, night market what? Time.
What? No bear hug? What?
And then he comes running from behind and just gives him a bear hug.
God damn it, Rhino.
No bear.
Have fun.
Yes, and I will try and see if I can find something that will remind me of you. That reminds me of you.
God, don't make this creepy.
He just finds a skull. Hey, look, it's you!
This reminds me of Calabres.
Just every dead thing he comes across.
This reminds me of Calabres.
And this is going into the Calabres bag.
All right, out of character, this is like my favorite bromance that, like ever.
He gets a bag of holding that's dedicated strictly to Calabres memorabilia.
Why are you making this creepy?
He's like, hey, look what I did while you were going. Calabres opens up the bag of holding and like...
a bunch of skulls and bones and miscellaneous dead things just fall out.
Can you make friends out of these?
I made friends with them. Can you?
Off to reverie in the dark.
Indeed. Yeah. As mentioned earlier, the market's pretty hopping at night. There's a lot of, as the sun starts to sink and it actually starts to get dark, you do notice that it is cooling down. Probably not going to bother the bear as much. But you notice people starting to, you know, throw some cloaks on over the otherwise regularly flowy clothes. There's a lot of, fires being lit, lanterns providing light. And yeah, pretty much all of those stalls that were closed up earlier starting to open up, sell more wares. A lot more food vendors, more musicians gathering around the area. It's a much more happening place this time.
Is it pretty bopping?
The most bopping. Please, water, don't kill me. I only wanted to enjoy you. Water, I don't know why you have to treat me this way. Are we doing serious discussions now, or are we saving that for bonus episode?
I'm fine with doing it now.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do.
I mean, I'm good with... I mean, my character's at least going and doing... stuff. I got nothing for Akira in particular to do. I would just kind of see the all of the sites. Akira, he has his own room, right?
Yeah.
Are things legal here? can you find accompaniment?
Accompaniment in the dark? Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That is what Akira does.
I love that look that Josh gave. It's just like
accompaniment in the dark.
Are things legal here? I'm like, my first thought, oh, is he gonna like a joint or?
No, Raul. He's looking for some
some accompaniment.
Warm body, shall we say?
Yeah, he's looking for a way to warm up the night.
Exactly. At least in one way. Probably multiple.
I mean, as long as you've got the ruples for it, you can find all the accompaniment you want.
Man, I hope nobody sleeps light next to Akita's room.
Don't worry, the walls are thick and made of stone.
Excellent. We're good here. Good night. Yokido just kind of, oh, another one whose head I do not even want to think about.
I will say, in the interest of time, let's 0.5 the serious talk.
Yeah, I think that might be a better idea because we are at an hour, if not more.
We're actually just under an hour.
No.
In the interest of time and sanity and dramatic feelings, you guys take care of what business you need to take care of or paid to take care of.
I
and the next day
he's going to go to a tavern and try and find it so he doesn't have to pay for it first. But, you know, as long as he knows that he can get it if he has to. Cool.
Persuasion?
All I'm going to say about Sylvia is same.
Persuasion / presence?
Sylvia, let's do this whole thing.
Oh, wingman.
Yes. I'm going to bolster both of our presences.
Yes. Okay.
The question is, are they going back to separate rooms or the same room?
Yes. Nope, separate.
Depends on how badly we roll.
Yeah. Persuasion? Is that something I can roll?
Yeah, I will try and multi-target bolster our persuasion.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do either persuasion or presence because you either have to talk a good game or look a good game.
Oh, I'm definitely better at persuading, so.
I mean, he definitely got that bolster off.
Persuasion, by the way. Because that's what I get a better score in.
So spit that hot game.
20.
Okay, so persuasion. So what does the bolster do exactly?
Advantage 3.
2 additional attribute dice. Okay.
I thought for sure Akira was going to roll presence.
Presence is at a 4 for whatever reason.
17's not.
I'm not sure why my presence is at a 4, because I was going to be more talky than being in the moment. So.
So, CJ.
Yes.
When you bolster that way, is it anyone in range?
It is 2 targeted people.
Damn.
he's not making a zone of persuasiveness. Just amping the charisma of everyone present.
Because I am in range of you two, and I'm just watching this whole thing.
Josh, can I rewind that back and radiate an aura of bolster presence or persuasion?
I mean, you could. It's mostly fluff, so I'll allow it.
Okay, yeah. The 3 girly girls are...
Well, wait, that wasn't bolstered, so wait.
That's true.
Finish 3 when you're bolstered. Ah, Jesus.
Neither one of you are doing a goddamn thing. Go to your rooms.
No!
Oh my god. 37.
they go to their rooms, but not alone.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm going to my room. Bye.
So with that one and my being presence, I'm gonna say, you know what? You're going to the room. Period, end of story. There's no questions.
Right, cool.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Not yet.
Well, there might be buts, but
yeah. Anyways. Next day, representative of the palace comes to collect you guys.
Oh, Jesus. Dama, why? Why is it so bright and hot?
He's not really walking very well the next day.
Oh, gods. Every god known to man on Heron and any other beast known to creation, why? My bed is comfy.
But yeah, you are escorted to the outskirts of the city, where there are several pack animals collected together, ready and waiting for you guys.
Great, they spit.
Can I say that at some point I had my purchases delivered to the ship? Probably when we first got back to the inn before we went to the palace the second time.
Yeah, you don't want to leave those rugs hanging around for too long.
Yeah, they might fly away.
Make a beat back to the ship.
But yeah, you have a good bit of water, food, equipment for camping. Because again, you're heading out into the desert and it gets real freaking cold at night. And you don't want to do that unprotected.
Yeah. Not to mention sandstorms are things.
Let's not be derude.
So Calabras is not with us at all.
Were you hoping to avoid that, Felix?
I'm dying on the inside right now.
How could you be dying on the inside when you're already dead on the inside?
Magic. It's the magic of puns.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to email the show, you can do so. Show at geek-io.net. Just make sure you put exploding dice, role-playing, tabletop, something like that in there somewhere.
Puncast.
Podcast, yeah. Well, podcast will get it right on whatever show. If you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. We have two free Kaiden episodes over there for your listening enjoyment, for you to try to figure out what's going on in the other half of the world. And while you're over there, maybe consider being a patron of us. Check out that $20 NPC level. I think you'll like it. And without that, always free, always on, always there, are us over at our Discord at geek-io.net/discord. We will see you guys right here next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?